Because of Apache's proficiency at allowing a single server machine to host thousands of different virtual websites, music, data, text, pornography, it began to have a commanding share of the internet service provider market, noted Solanz Leonard. IBM was trying to sell its own proprietary web server called Go, but it gained only a tiny sliver of the market. Apache proved to be both a better technology and free. So IBM eventually decided that if it could not beat Apache, it should join Apache. You have to stop here and imagine this. The world's biggest computer company decided that its engineers could not best the work of an ad hoc open source collection of geeks, so they threw out their own technology and decided to go with the geeks. On June 22, 1998, IBM announced plans to incorporate Apache into its own new web server product named WebSphere. The way the Apache collaborative community organized itself, whatever you took out of Apache's code and improved on, you had to give back to the whole community. But you were also free to go out and build a patented commercial product on top of the Apache code, as IBM did, provided that you included a copyright citation to Apache in your own patent. In other words, this intellectual commons approach to open sourcing encouraged people to build commercial products on top of it. While it wanted the foundation to be free and open to all, it recognized that it would remain strong and fresh if both commercial and non-commercial engineers had an incentive to participate. Today, Apache is one of the most successful open source tools, powering about two-thirds of the websites in the world. And because Apache can be downloaded for free anywhere in the world, people from Russia to South Africa to Vietnam use it to create websites. Those individuals who need or want added capabilities for their web servers can buy products like WebSphere, which attach right on top of Apache. At the time, selling a product built on top of an open source program was a risky move on IBM's part. To its credit, IBM was confident in its ability to keep producing differentiated software applications on top of the Apache vanilla. This model has since been widely adopted, after everyone saw how it propelled IBM's web server business to commercial leadership in that category of software, generating huge amounts of revenue. I like the way Irving Wolodarski-Berger, IBM's Cuban-born vice president for technical strategy and innovation, summed open sourcing up. The emerging era is characterized by the collaborative innovation of many people working in gifted communities, just as innovation in the industrial era was characterized by individual genius.